It's Thursday. Welcome to Upcast Shorts, the new show that really wants PC gaming to be affordable. I'm Nas.
I'm Jason.
I'm Bro, Rusty.
And together, we're going to talk about something near and dear to our heart, and that's PC parts prices, because up until the last, 6 to 8 months, they were fairly affordable aside from the graphics card. And now everything's going up, which makes me sad, which makes all of us sad.
Fuck AI.
It is a mature rated show. Anyways, so there's a really crazy story I found. I didn't know that Costco sold PCs, but they do.
Oh yeah, they do. Oh yeah.
They're actually.
How often do you go into a Costco?
Twice a year.
Wow.
Yeah, it's. I don't need to buy that much food at a time.
Do you I have a Sam's Club cart, and I go in there, and it's just me, and I have half a stomach. So what are you talking about?
I buy a week of food at a time, and there's no reason for me to buy 20 pounds of meat ever, unless I got a big group of people coming over. But anyways, that's not the story. The story really is they do sell PCs, and they're pulling the RAM out of the PCs because thieves are going in and opening up the PCs and pulling the RAM out to sell it. Which is crazy.
I mean, that just sounds like fulfilling life goals.
I don't condone thieving in any way, shape, or form, and I'll tell you right now.
I don't either. This makes me mad, but it's also just like a side effect of, data centers springing up all over and pulling in all of the components for all of the things. And it's not just memory, right? Obviously there's an issue with Costco, but people are switching over to DDR4 right now. The prices of DDR4 have went up 172%. DDR4.
Yeah.
Yeah. So DDR4, I noticed this as well. There's a couple generations back of Intel processors that are actually had spiked in interest because you can either use DDR4 or DDR5 RAM on the last two generations of Intel.
Yeah, 12th, 13th, and 14th.
Yeah, 12th, 13th, and 14th gens. Mm-hmm. So the 12th and 13th gens were starting to spike in interest, just as Intel was saying, yeah, we're no longer making those, so we're just going to sell through them. Intel's loving this because, of course, they sell through all their old stock. People are, snatching them up because, hey, there was actually some stock of DDR4 for a while, and now that's starting to go away, as with the prices of DDR4 RAM, skyrocketing. This is nuts.
It is nuts. I could probably sell my old RAM for $250 on eBay.
Right now. So my old machine had 64 gigs of DDR4. That's prior to, to the machine that I've got right now. I've got 64 gigs of DDR5. I had to basically reevaluate whether or not my insurance could cover the loss of my PC.
I didn't even think about that. My PC right now is worth $7,000 or something stupid like that.
Right. I mean, just between the video card and
holy crap,
the RAM, the value of your PC has actually gone up to the point where you might end up having to look at having special coverage for that shit. Just nuts. Absolutely weird. And this isn't going to be something that's, it's not a flash in the pan situation. When the stock is gone, we're looking at, at numbers that isn't going to come down for a long time. We're looking at numbers that's going to be, 1, 2, maybe 3 years down the line, where it starts to normalize, if it even normalizes. historically, if you look at like graphics card prices, when there was a major price hike, say like right around the time of the 2000 series cards, the price didn't come down afterwards.
Oh yeah, back in 2018 when it really spiked.
Right. So when the first GPU shortage happened right around the time that Bitcoin became mineable on on the RTX 2000 series cards. Video cards went from being relatively, pricey, but obtainable, to not really easily obtainable, almost doubling in price, and it didn't go down. It doubled in price again in the last two generations. And I don't see that coming down either.
You know, what's even crazier is it's not just RAM. Right. So like I'm looking at hard drives because I got some hard drives to help with because I store a lot of photos. Right. Mm-hmm. And I have these Western Digital Black 2 terabyte SSDs. I've got two of them plus two single terabyte NVMEs. Those 2 terabyte Western Digital Blacks that I got are running $600 on a Newegg right now. I got those for like $120.
Oh, yeah. And it's all due to.
This is insane.
This is all due to the NAND chips themselves being as part of the shortage, and really honestly it's not just this. It's basically anything that has to do with like storage on storage on chip or memory. You're probably going to see maybe not as big a change, but the cost for mobile storage, SD cards, USB sticks, things of that nature, stuff that used to be like super inexpensive, like they could pump it out. You're going to see a lot of that cut back. There's probably going to be, less junkware going out there and more in the way of pricing for those things.
Make matters worse, Samsung and SK Hynix have said they're looking at production cuts going into the next quarter. So that's just going to make things worse. That's 2/3 of NAND production, being reduced.
Yeah, it's just
because it's them and Micron that produce all the NAND.
I know, and it's just depressing because we've been enthusiasts for so long. Like if you follow the history of the show, we talk about it fairly often, but like we've been doing this since like 2011 or something, right? It's been our little hobby podcast. We're in the space right now of doing some YouTube stuff to try something new. You go further back, we've got episodes that are 3 hours long. We are gaming enthusiasts that grew up gaming and don't want to see the hobby have these kinds of hindrances. It's even to the point of affecting consoles, right? We went over a story last week talking about, delays with PS6 because of memory stuff. Like they've got the stuff for the, all the stuff for the processors there, but memory is still kind of out there in the ether. And it's causing issues with that. Like the Sony platform's good, right? We have our complaints. But it's been arguably the last 5 years or so, like the PlayStation has definitely been the dominating force in the console market. And with PC gaming, that's been our out because you just got so much more customizability, right? You've got more selection. You've got all the indie games, all the modding, right? I'm using Nucleus right now to do co-op with my girlfriend, and it's amazing. Local co-op, split screen co-op, or multi-monitor co-op. And it's just a good ecosystem for having fun. And I don't like the fact that all of this industry growth is encroaching on one of my favorite things to do. And this just kind of bums me out because, like, I think all of us make pretty decent money. And this puts it, like, well into wealthy territory to game, right? Like, none of this is affordable for any of us. None of us can spend – right? Like that 5090 is like going for like $5,000 right now. None of us have $5,000 sitting around. I just bought a car, right? I put $7,000 down on a vehicle, right? I'm not going to spend $5,000 on a singular PC component. Like that's insane, right? That's way out. That's way, like we're talking like not even that long ago, $1,000 was ridiculous to spend on a graphics card. And me and Rusty bit the bullet on the 30 series cards. We're like, all right, I'm going to spend $1,500.
Yeah.
And then I did it. And I did it again for the 4090. I was like, I finally got in a place and I had money saved up. I was like, I'm going to spend $2,000. I'm not going up. This is ridiculous. This is stupid.
Yeah. The, I remember, back in the AGP days, I spent $400 on a gold plated, video card, like a Voodoo graphics card back then. It was the most expensive singular piece of hardware that I had ever purchased for anything. It was overkill for what I was playing at the time. It promised to be the last graphics card that I would ever need. Boy, that didn't last very long at all. But $400 was nuts. Like,
absolutely.
You could get graphic cards for $100 back then. And it was, it was just absolutely insane.
I mean, now, shit, back then there were sound cards more expensive than your base video cards.
I don't think it's too fair to compare that though. Like even with inflation, like it's fairly comparable, right? If we think about consoles in the late 90s, like you're talking about $1,000 to game essentially, right? Nintendo's being like $400 in the 80s is incredibly expensive compared to inflation, right? Yeah. Regardless, like it is exponentially increased in the last couple of years or the last 5 years. It's doubled or tripled. Now, right now we're looking at like triple and quadruple the price of what it used to be, which is not affordable. I remember maybe 20 teens, we did this story where we built a budget PC for $600, adjusted for inflation. I don't know, $900, right? Like it hasn't gone that far up from that when we created that budget PC, and it was a Radeon build. And $900 for a PC build is extremely affordable, right? And I'm hoping that if some of this cools down or if Valve magically finds a way into supply of RAM, that Steam, we'll call it the Gaben Cube, the Gaben Cube turns into a thing that can help people affordably PC game for a while the industry figures this out and the supply side of things figures itself out. Like that literally could be if they can figure that out, that could be the savior of PC gaming for a while when people want to upgrade.
Right now, I'm predicting here. This is educated guess, territory. So, grain of salt situation, right?
Right.
But we're going to see what I see from my perspective is your pre-built machines and your package deals are going to be your go-to options for the next few years. You're going to be able to probably get the best deals out of, something like iBuyPower or, CyberPower PC or something like that, system builders that can get like volume discount, purchase, options, so that they can, pick up thousands of RAM kits or whatever and, be able to, to kind of lessen the cost of, getting it out to people rather than have, individual kits, for people. And then you're going to, see, just like we did, with the, with graphics cards, you're going to see bundle deals, as the only option for picking up your, picking up RAM or certain components. So those bundle deals will be less about getting stuff off of the shelves like what Newegg did.
Right.
Basically, got a graphics card, you get a like a power supply or whatever from the shelf so that they have a hard time getting rid of. What is coming out of China right now, basically, is there's an AMD box set that is a CPU, a memory, and a cooler that is all inside one package deal, one box. It's a 9850X3D, a Cooler Master cooler, and some V-Color RAM. And it's all put together. That's going to be what we see, going forward in the future, I think, is they'll be able to get it at volume discount and then package them together. So
I think you're right.
Hopefully we work it out so that we can actually continue to game and not be like, dude, you're getting a Dell.
Yeah, no, a Dell or a Gateway. Nobody wants a Cal PC, but for our folks out in the internet world, what do you guys think? Drop us a comment. And Jason, where the heck can you find us?
Find us at tiltcast.com, where you can get the audio versions of both these new shorts and our full-length podcast. Search for us on iTunes and Spotify for audio versions as well. And come back on Saturday for more news.
All right, y'all. Check it. We'll be back.